You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, you thought we were gone, didn't you? You thought you'd never see our voice again.
Hear our voice.
Well, I mean, maybe they're listening to it on some sort of device that, like, goes up and down, you know, that they see the sound wave. I mean, sound waves can be seen, so.
Not in real life. You have to have something to, like, read
it,
detect it.
Is there a real life situation in which you can see sound?
Like, I think you'd see the effects of sound, like a sound wave is like a burst, but you don't actually see it.
Do you ever see sound in nature?
I don't think so.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
I don't know. I'm assuming yes, but I'm not going to bet money on it. No.
But you don't know. Well, this is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings. No.
We are done.
Keep your stick on the ice. Never wear the blue sweats. No, it's been a while. So this is Dan with my co-host, Jason, as always. Jason, how are you doing today?
Today, I'm doing okay. Okay. It's been an eventful month.
Yeah, there's been a lot happening.
My basement flooded.
Yep.
The mother-in-law's in town.
Ugh.
We gotta go. Yeah. Which is a funny story. The other day, there was a conversation in my living room. My older son, Gideon, said, Grandma, how long are you going to stay with us? Are you going to be with us for a long time? And Grandma replies, well, I'll be here just a couple more days, and your dad's going to drive me back to Nashville. And then Teddy, my youngest one, replies, oh, good, then we get to have the couch back.
No filter on that boy.
No, not so much. The other day, he called your wife creepy looking.
Creepy looking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No filter.
Yeah. My mother-in-law, whenever I sign birthday cards, I always say, Dear Susan, you've always been like a mother-in-law to me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've had a lot going on. We're busy people, you know, and the podcast is not paying as much as it promised
As it potentially could.
I saw riches and fortune and fame, and apparently the world has not agreed with that.
We didn't get rich or famous or fortunate.
We're not fortunate, not famous,
no.
And certainly not rich yet.
Yet.
But we still have hopes,
hopes
and dreams.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so we're back. And I don't know that we're better than ever, but we're back.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know? If you've been worried about us, we're doing fine. We've been playing basketball every morning.
Yeah, every morning. There's a new thing called the curse of the pig.
Yes. I like the pig curse. I like the phrase. I like the pig curse better than the curse of the pig.
So every morning, 5 days a week, we play basketball. And we start off just shooting around. You know, taking turns, just chucking it.
Yeah.
And then usually one of us will say, okay, here we go. Let's play pig.
Pig. We don't go horse. We don't need to get all five letters.
It's a little too much.
Yeah. So we go.
Although it would be interesting to try to see if it broke the curse.
That's interesting.
Anyways, for the last 35 times?
At least.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe higher. It's like 99% of the time.
Yeah.
A very, very high percentage. Whoever wins pig immediately loses whatever game that we choose to play next.
Whatever it is.
Whether it's one-on-one or a game we call double dribble or... We play another game called Seven where it's make it, take it, and you got free throws and
you
some other
win
stuff.
Pig, you lose the next game.
Automatically.
So much so that we're kind of actively trying to lose Pig at this point just because it doesn't matter as much as the other games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe that there is a curse.
I slightly believed in the Pig curse, and then this morning is what totally knocked it down because this game, we play this game called Double Dribble. Why don't we explain it for the listeners?
Yeah.
So you can play along at home. One person...
By the way, this is probably the best game you've never heard of.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So one person, to start the game off, throws the ball off the backboard, rim, something like that. You have to hit
it's
it.
It's got to hit something.
It's got to hit something.
Yeah.
And then the next person has to catch the ball after it hits the ground twice.
Make contact with the ball.
Yes. Yeah, you don't have to catch it. So you can just swat it if you barely
or
get
kick
it.
Or kick dive it, at it.
Whatever. Any kind of contact.
You need to touch it after the second bounce and before the third bounce.
And then wherever you touched it after the second bounce, in between the second and third bounce, you have to shoot it from there. If you make it, you get a point, no matter where you're shooting it from.
Right.
Could be behind the rim.
Could be half court.
Half court. Could be anywhere. You get a point, and then you go to the free throw line, and you shoot until you miss. Once you miss, the next player has to wait for the ball to bounce twice, shoot it from there, and then if they make it, they go to the free throw line. If they miss it, then the next person, you know, off the bounce.
The second bounce.
And that is a game that you win 90% of the time?
A very, very, maybe 95%.
Right.
Very high.
I win the other games more than you.
Recently, yeah.
But
historically speaking, I crush at double dribble.
Yes. And I'm willing to concede that. So this morning, right after Pig, we played double dribble, which I never win.
Never.
And I won, like, I think the score was like 11-4 or something like that. Not only did I win.
Because I won Pig.
Because you won Pig. And then I crushed you in double dribble. And now I'm like, the Pig curse is real.
It's got to be.
Hashtag Pig curse.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
So you guys try it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Play a game of Pig.
You're right.
And then immediately play any other game.
Any other game.
And if you lose after winning Pig, it's real.
I don't know if it just applies to us or if it's... I mean, we'll have to find out. Scientific... research.
And it might be one of those things like only before 8 o'clock. Mm, if we played basketball after 8 o'clock, maybe it would flip.
Right.
And it would be like the blessed Pig.
One time, just because I assume what people want to know is about our morning regimen. I mean, that's why you listen to the show.
Yeah.
We were playing, I don't know, maybe it was a week ago, give or take.
Yeah.
And we show up to the gym, and half of the gym is filled with a bunch of snot-nosed brats because school is out and they're doing some sort of like
daycare
program.
Yeah.
The other half of the gym are filled with old people playing pickleball.
Yes.
If you don't know what pickleball is, it's a green wiffle ball.
Well, it's a mix between wiffle ball and tennis.
Yes. It's like tennis on a basketball court with a green wiffle ball. It's called pickleball. It makes like a boop. Yeah. Yeah. And they were playing pickleball. So we couldn't play basketball that morning.
Right.
And so we registered a complaint with the local YMCA, as you do.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
We've made very good friends with Sue.
Sue's the best.
Sue sits at the front desk,
yeah.
And every morning we go in, we check in. Hey, Sue, how you doing?
Right.
You know, just talk to her for...
Before we started to bring our own basketball, she'd always get us a basketball.
And she was, like, ready for us every morning.
Uh-huh. Here it is, boys.
And if we're missed... Like, if we don't show up a morning, she asks us, you know,
hey,
you guys okay? We didn't see you yesterday.
Yeah.
We're always there. Sue's always there.
Right.
So we go up to Sue. We're like, Sue, we don't know what to do.
Right.
There's a bunch of kids in one gym. We can't go in there.
Yeah.
And in the other gym, you got a bunch of old people with pickleball.
Right.
I don't think we worded it that way,
mm-hmm.
but that's the truth. And she goes, well, let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
The next day, she handed me a schedule and said the whole YMCA redid their whole schedule. And in her notes, I see her page, and in the notes it says, the brothers.
Right.
From 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they have the South Gym.
Us.
Just us.
We're the brothers.
And so since then, like, around the Y, like, we're walking.
Yeah.
And I hear people say, I think that's the brothers.
Right. Who said we're not famous?
Yeah.
You go to the Marion County YMCA.
Yeah.
On Barks Road, they gonna know us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The brothers.
We should record from the Y.
We could. I don't know how good or bad it would be.
Yeah. Interview Sue. So so that happened.
Yeah, well, that day we ended up going to a local park.
So we just said, let's just go to the park. It was. Then this is what I was going to say. So it was a nice day outside.
Very nice.
And so
it's
7
o'clock in the morning. It's already 80 degrees.
And we said, hey, you know what?
Feeling good.
Let's just go outside.
Yeah.
So we just picked a local park. We didn't know the basketball situation.
No.
I will never go and play basketball there. I've been spoiled by playing at the Y, I think. The ground was uneven.
Yeah, the asphalt was uneven.
Yeah, the asphalt was completely uneven. The ball
there
was
12 hoops, like in a...
Right.
Zigzag pattern, you know, so a lot of people...
I think
not one hoop was 10 foot.
I think two of them had nets, but even the ones that had nets were like halfway broken off.
Yeah.
And I refuse to play on a basketball hoop that does not have a net. Most of the backboards were covered in rust.
Yeah.
Like
you
just...
get tetanus playing
covered
basketball.
In rust.
You can't bank it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or you will get tetanus.
There were random blankets, like, laying down...
Which is weird.
...that were wet in places.
And if you had a black light, who knows what would show up?
I feel like there were, like... I would every time I went into the grass, which was like horrible, to go get the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like I was like gonna like pick up a syringe or something.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, I was like, we're not coming back here.
No, it was the worst basketball experience of my life.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah, not even
there's
close.
No second. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that and nothing else.
It was horrible. So we're not doing that anymore.
No, but we're locked in the gym. The brothers have the South Gym.
Yeah, right.
And we have basically a whole gym from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
And they did that for us last week, and next week we're going to be out of town. Both of us.
Yeah.
That's going to be awkward.
Well, we're going to have to say something.
You don't tick off the pickleball people.
No. The pickleball rule that place.
They own that place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still feel like we should play pickleball against them sometime.
I would like to.
2-on-2 against
them. I want to learn the rules.
2-on-2 against those two Asian old ladies, you know?
We would crush them.
I think so.
Or the lady that always looks like she has to poop.
Yes, there is a lady. She walks on the track. Yeah. One day she didn't look like that she had
been. Well, I think she had just pooped.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there's another guy at the Y. Have we talked about the guy that just sprints?
No, we haven't talked about that. We actually... He used to annoy me because I used to go to the Y before the basketball situation and do the elliptical thing.
Yeah.
And this guy would always be like coming out when I was going in or vice versa.
Yeah.
And when he's done with his workout, he picks up, he's got a gallon jug of water, a milk jug.
That doesn't bother me.
And that's fine. But he sprints to his car. I mean, he doesn't jog
after
to his car.
After having just worked out.
After just working, he sprints to his car.
Yeah.
And at first it was annoying because it was like, all right, dude.
Well, the first time you see it, you're like, well, he's probably in a hurry.
Right. Sure. No, he does it every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, dude, I get it. You're in peak physical condition. You just worked out for an hour. Now you're sprinting to your car with your milk jug of water. Congratulations. but now I've begun to be worried for, I believe he might have some sort of rare disability in which he can only sit and sprint.
Yes.
In any
if
time.
If he's not sitting or laying down.
Or laying down.
If the moment he stands up, he starts sprinting.
Yes.
Everywhere he goes.
Jimmy legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, when he goes to the bathroom, he always has to sit to go.
Right.
You can't stand at the urinal because he doesn't know how to stand.
Yeah.
There's no walking.
He can't.
You go to the grocery store and you're going to need to pick up some soup.
Right.
Or a box of cereal.
You got to sprint and grab it when you walk by. If you miss
you go around the loop.
Take another loop.
Yeah.
So I'm
pretty sure he has a disease.
It's some
where he
sort
can
of.
Only sprint.
It's some. If it's not a physical condition, it's a mental condition.
Like they have brain surgery and they wake up talking in English, like a British accent.
Like a British accent, or they think they're
this guy obviously
person.
Somewhere down the road had a brain surgery, and then when he woke up, he can lay down.
I feel really
he
bad
can
for
sit
him.
Up, but the moment he stands up, he's got to sprint.
Have we talked about 6 years on the podcast before?
Maybe, but it's gotten worse.
Yeah, so 6 years. Who we lovingly refer to as 6 years, we show up at the gym and the guy asks us to move because he's playing softball with his daughter at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And she looks like what she's at the most 10.
Maybe.
At the most.
She's not 12.
And what he says is we've been coming here for 6 years every day.
That's how he led the conversation off.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple times where we started playing at the side of the gym where they're usually at.
Right.
We've been playing here for 6 years like this.
Every day.
Because he was mad that we were on his spot.
Right.
He asked us to move after we were there first.
We didn't know that was his spot.
He goes, I've taped the floor down.
Yeah.
And so the very next day, I pulled up the tape.
Yeah, you did. I was like, you're more of a confrontive person. I mean,
yes.
For me, the nightmare is that he walks in as you're pulling up the tape.
Yeah.
You know. I couldn't.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't. I couldn't handle that. I would just.
So, anyways, I pulled the tape up, and so now I don't care.
But he's bragging to us because he's got her lifting weights
and jogging around the track every morning.
Every
he
day.
Told me the other day, we walked in as they were walking out, and he said, "Do you ever feel like if you miss a day that like you just feel like garbage like all day?"
Yeah.
Like sometimes He goes. Well, that's the way she is. Like, when we go to a softball game and she wasn't here at 5:30 in the morning, she plays terrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So he's, like, waking her up every morning at 5:30.
Right.
To go to the Y to work out for, like, 2 hours.
Dude, let me tell you something. This is not going to end well for
you.
He
self-proclaims that he's getting active phone calls from, like, SEC softball.
Like, he's best friends with Nick Saban.
Well, not the football. But the other day he told me, he goes, "Yeah, Alabama called yesterday.
Yeah,
they want to know about her.
She's 10 years old.
Yeah, like what? He's either delusional. Or he's lying.
Well, I recently talked to a guy, a local guy around here, who's heavily involved in the softball leagues.
Don't say his name.
I won't say his name. and he basically told me, yeah, he's it's psycho. It's not what he says. He knows this guy, of course,
right?
And he said, no, he's not getting calls. He said some of these schools send out like these flyers and stuff, you know, but he said it's not interest.
Well, what's funny is I've heard multiple people complain to Sue about him.
About him,
As we're walking out, I hear him say, and he's got his daughter lifting weights.
Lifting weights.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And like, it's not like little stuff. Like, he pushes her.
Yeah, it's like.
She's going to grow up hating him.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's not going to end well.
No.
Yeah.
She might end up playing softball somewhere in college.
Yeah. Tiger Woods ended up being one of the best golfers, if not the best golfer ever.
But he made some serious cash in the process. What do you do when you graduate college softball?
Yeah.
Is there a professional circuit?
I'm just saying, like, something was broken in Tiger Woods. And obviously we're seeing that now.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah.
You know, so.
When you see John Daly start winning golf tournaments and Tiger Woods getting picked up for DUI.
Yeah.
We've got a problem.
We've got a Houston. We have a problem. That's my new tagline.
So one more why thing really quick.
Hey, I'm here to talk about the why.
My soccer team won the championship.
Yes.
We went undefeated.
Undefeated.
The final game, Gideon scored 11 goals.
Right.
All by himself.
Yeah.
Our team scored 10.
Yeah.
He accidentally scored one against us.
Got an own goal. That's what they call it. That's not good.
Apart from that,
yeah,
he scored 11 goals. One was a headbutt.
When you score 10, you're allowed to give the other team another one.
Yeah.
You know,
I was pretty mad at him.
For scoring that one?
Yeah, because at the time it was kind of close.
Was he trying to clear it out? Or
he was trying to do a bicycle kick.
Oh, yeah.
So he jumped up and he starts going backwards. And when he kicked it, it went forwards instead of backwards.
Yeah.
So
that'll happen.
I appreciate the effort, but it's like he didn't have to do it that
right.
way.
Yeah.
You know. And my other son was the goalie.
Right.
And he's not expecting him to kick it that way.
Why would you?
Yeah. Now he has to block Gideon and the other team.
That's no good.
So I'm an undefeated soccer coach.
Undefeated soccer coach. Who knew that you had it in you?
Yeah.
You're kind of like an extra player on the field. I watched you coach one day.
Yeah.
You run around constantly and scream at the top of your lungs.
Yep.
Right here, get it. Right here, come, now. Get it. Shoot it.
Yeah.
Pass it. Screaming from the top of your lungs for the entirety of the game.
Yep.
Running around wherever the ball is.
I'm a mix between Bobby Knight and Bobby Hurley.
A mix between Bobby Knight and Bobby Hurley.
Yeah.
Because you're playing and you're coaching.
Yes.
Okay.
Both aggressive personalities.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, go get them.
Uh-huh.
Slap in the floor.
Right.
I don't slap the grass, but.
No.
I guess I could.
You're pretty close to doing it. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Congratulations.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
I don't know a thing about soccer.
You know. I know. Well, because I coached against you because the other team needed a coach. And so I volunteered to coach for a game.
Yeah, we crushed you.
And I asked you a couple questions. I was, well, are you going to do this? You're like, I don't know. Where are you doing this? No, I don't even know what. Well, what are you doing when the goalie gets the ball? I don't know. We're just letting him. You know, just punt it, you know.
We call it cherry bomb.
Yeah, cherry bomb it. So, I mean, you
the goalie cherry bombs it
uh-huh.
to wherever he wants.
Which he can do when he catches the ball. But when the ball goes out of bounds behind him, he has to put it down and kick it.
This is a 7-8-year-old YMCA soccer.
Listen, if it was basketball, you would be teaching them the right thing.
Because I know basketball. I don't know soccer.
You know what? I didn't know about soccer when I started coaching. No. I watched, like, an hour of YouTube videos, and I got what I needed.
I saw 30 seconds of YouTube videos.
Oh my gosh.
I just kind of skipped forward really quick. I'm like, okay, got it.
Got it.
You got to kick it in the goal.
300 years of soccer, you figured it out in 30 seconds.
It's not hard. I'm not getting into the minutiae of the details of the game.
My son plays for the travel team here, and our dad came to see him play.
Yeah.
And the whole time, he's just complaining about the offside rule.
Your dad? Or our dad.
Yeah, our dad. He's just complaining about the offside rule. That it exists. Not that they're calling it.
I don't even know what offsides is in soccer.
Well, I explained it to him because he was asking. He's like why doesn't... It basically stops cherry picking.
Yeah.
And a lot of cherries in sports.
Yeah.
Cherry bombing, cherry picking. Anyway, And I explained it to him, and he's like, well, that's dumb. They should let them do that. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And he's like, they let them do it in basketball. I'm like, well, Dad, this isn't basketball. So the whole game, the entire game, he's explaining why this game would be better, you know? And so finally, a parent from the other team, like the Westerville team, you know, like in front of us, turned around, and he's like, are you really saying that they should get rid of offside? And Dad's like, absolutely. I'm like, yeah. Dad comes and watches 15 minutes of a soccer game for the very first time, and he's ready to change all the rules. That's you.
I am with Dad on this one. I think that would get more scoring. It would make it more fun to watch.
More score. Lots of things could give a particular sport more scoring, but doesn't mean it makes it better. You could, you would score more points in baseball.
No,
if you,
would be more. There'd be more action, I believe.
Ooh, no, I think there'd be less action because the offside rule keeps everybody together. Then it would be a lot of just punting back and forth, and there'd be a lot more standing
and
around.
More one-on-one, you kick it by him and you score.
No, I disagree. I think that this makes the game more active.
I've coached at least seven or eight games, and my son Gideon would be an awesome cherry picker.
Yeah, but he actually has – the better athletes have even more of an advantage in this system because he can run faster. So in a sprint – He has the advantage. Anyway,
regardless, the fastest guy on the court is going to win.
Yeah, the fastest guy – well, the slower guy has an advantage if the other guy's not paying attention because he can cherry pick, you know?
Yeah.
So
– you got to run back on defense.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
But
is that all the wise stuff?
I think that's all the wise stuff. Is there anything else?
I don't know. We still want to eventually do like a live broadcast from Hawaii or basketball or something.
Facebook live video. John Meadows has already volunteered to not only commentate, but also do the...
Some filming.
The filming of it. He wants to bring his, what's it called? The drone?
Yeah.
You know, if we do it outside.
Well, we might just record it and then just play it. It might not be live.
We could edit it.
Yeah, I think if we clipped it down...
Teen Wolf style.
We like, you like shoot a line drive and then a picture of the basket where it like loops up and banks in.
Swish
like
every time.
Yeah, swish.
Swish, swish, swish. Just the same stock footage of a ball that's different than the ball you're playing with.
Yeah.
Swish on a different hoop.
Yeah, you have like a red, white, and blue like patterned ball and then an orange one swishing in that basket. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it'll like throw it up behind your head like in the car commercials.
Right.
And then it whooshes behind you.
I like it.
Yeah.
I absolutely like it. So in the world of sports.
Yes.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
They lost.
That's why we're recording this.
The
primary reason is just to talk
about... What was that? As we're recording, it's 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to 1 second of any sports radio, anything. Haven't watched anything on ESPN. Nothing like that. Whenever one of my teams, like Ohio State, loses national championship, something like that, I go on a sports radio / ESPN fast for at least 2 or 3 weeks. I'll just let them get it out of their system. I don't need to hear them talking about it. And so
there's a lot of negative LeBron talk.
I don't want to hear it. I refuse to let it in my ears.
He has a very bad NBA Finals record.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really care. He's the greatest player of all time, and I won't hear anything other. Apparently, I got a text. I forgot to tell you this. Oh, my gosh. I got a text from John Meadows. Jake in California talking junk.
Really?
That's what he hears.
On Twitter?
I guess. I haven't.
Jake 8675309.
I guess. Do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, but honestly, I haven't been on Twitter in a long time.
I just can't do Twitter.
I like Instagram. I like Facebook. I have a hard time with Twitter.
Jake.
I'm trying to pull it up right now.
There it is. Oh, dear. 16-1, WON. Yeah, he's going crazy. Thank you, John. So on top of John's thing, John wrote on the 8th, Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. And then Jake gives him a 16 and 1, and the 1 is a middle finger up in the air. And then John responds, only took 4 All-Stars to do it. Congrats, ?
Yeah.
So there you go. Oh, Jake675309.
I don't even know if he listens to the show anymore.
I doubt he does. So here's what happened.
Golden State, to give them credit,
yeah,
is the best team ever assembled. Is there any team in history that can beat them? Because every player from their era is claiming, oh yeah, like the 80s Lakers, you know, we would have crushed them.
Okay.
You know, so, or the 90s Bulls or whoever.
So, like, defensively speaking, okay, I like the Pistons.
No, from what era?
The 80s.
The late 80s, right. Dennis Rodman.
Give me Dumars to guard Steph. We'll match up Isaiah and Clay. Dennis Rodman can guard Durant or Draymond. And they got other big guys. Yeah. Lambeer to bust around, you know. Yeah. The problem is going to be they're going to have to ugly it up, and they will ugly it up. They would ugly it up. But it's just a point. They don't have the three-point shooters.
It goes, yes, they can't stay up with them. The only reason why Cleveland won the second to last game is because they shot like 89 three-pointers and made like 72 of them.
They made 24 three-pointers. That's a record.
Something ridiculous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason why they won.
Did you know?
No way.
LeBron James,
yeah,
over the last five game, the 5 games of that series,
yeah,
got more points. If you add up his points, rebounds, and assists, he got more points, rebounds, and assists than he had ever gotten in any 5-game span ever in his career before.
Okay,
playoffs, regular season.
If you add up his fourth quarter stats, they're garbage.
No.
Yes.
I think his fourth quarter stats.
I've seen a lot of Facebook posts lately.
Yeah, well, you know what? You can make anything look like anything if you make the numbers just turn just right.
You're making the numbers look great.
Because numbers, they are great.
No, listen. Facts are useless.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can use them to prove anything.
You're making Johnny Meadows mad.
It's the truth. I can take any set of numbers and say, oh, because of this, whatever. Let's just do a simple eye test.
Okay, the eye test. He was the best.
No, listen. The eye test,
uh-huh,
the best player on the court for the Cavs was Kyrie.
No.
Without a doubt.
No.
Without a doubt.
No.
Without a doubt.
No.
Kyrie took it to him every single game.
I love Kyrie. Nobody likes Kyrie more than me. And in fact, I read an article about the trades that the Cavs can make this season that might change their team. One of them was Kyrie for Chris Paul. Like switching.
No way.
It made me so mad. Yeah. I threw my computer out the window. That's how mad I was.
Yeah.
But so I love Kyrie.
It's a PC, not a Mac.
Come on, what are we talking about? I love Kyrie, but LeBron is the greatest.
Kyrie played better.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
They both played great. The problem is not Kyrie and LeBron. They were not the problem.
No, the problem
they were
was
great. The problem
Kevin
was
Love and Korver and
wasn't J.R. Smith in Game 5.
Jefferson, like
J.R. Smith was on fire.
Like 6 of 7 from the 3 or something.
J.R. Swish, it was amazing.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Korver, Love, and
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
But
although
why is he out there?
I don't blame him because he's 80 years old. Korver and Love need to hit their open threes, and they weren't hitting open threes.
No.
And so
they're on their court for one reason
to hit. Well, Love's on there for more than one reason, but Korver specifically.
Yeah,
I mean, he hit a couple, but he missed a few that were wide open.
I think there's bad coaching too.
Probably.
There's like some matchups, and they're like, "What are they doing?"
Yeah, well, they weren't switching. The Warriors are really hard to guard because they always make the extra
points. I
get
that, but they've got guys in the game that's like, what are they even doing in there together?
Yeah,
it just doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't know. I just think they went up against a team that was just about the most unbeatable thing I've ever seen.
Last year, the best player on the losing Western Conference Finals joined the winners of the Western Conference Finals, who set the record for the most games in any season
ever. Kevin Durant had, with Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant had the Warriors at a 3-1 lead. I mean, he had them right where he wanted them.
Right.
By himself with Russell Westbrook, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so to me, people talk about, oh, like, you know, what LeBron did going to the Heat is the same thing that Durant did going to the Warriors. No. The Heat were not in the finals. The Heat were not historically great before he got there. Yeah. They were ite. They were like a playoff team, and that was it.
Well, if you put Bosch on that team, mm-hmm. he'd be the fifth best player.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like, there are four players better than Bosch.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Bosch, I would take...
Instead of who?
I would take the best of Bosch... I would take the good version of Bosch before he got sick over Draymond.
No way. Ugh. No way.
I don't know.
I'd take Draymond all day.
Either way, he's...
And Wade was old.
Mm-hmm.
Wade wasn't young.
So like, what Kevin Durant did is unprecedented.
Yes.
Nobody's...
Well, didn't a couple years ago, like, they blocked a trade to the Clippers because they thought it was too good or something?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what was that? I don't even remember.
It involved Chris Paul. It was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it involved Chris Paul, but I don't exactly remember. But the problem with that trade was, I think that's when the NBA temporarily owned the Hornets, you know, and it involves the Hornets, but the NBA were, like, owning them during, like, this transition period. So something weird was happening.
Yeah. But they blocked that trade because they said that it was, like,
unfair.
It wasn't fair.
Yeah, right.
You know, this
Durant was
a free agent.
Yeah, this was a trade.
But
they can't block it.
Yeah.
And Durant could have gotten more other places, and he chose not to. He got what she wanted, man. Like, good for you. If you gave us Durant, we would have won. Right? You put Durant on Cleveland, and we win.
Absolutely.
He is the greatest. I really believe this. I really believe that he is the greatest offensive
threat
basketball player ever.
Yes, I agree. I would have said that about Curry.
Mm-hmm.
I really would have.
Yeah, except what if Curry was a foot taller?
18 inches taller.
Yeah, right.
You know, almost 2 feet taller. Because like, they said Durant's release point is 10'3".
Yeah.
His release point is above the rim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he's the tallest guy. Mm-hmm. He was the tallest guy in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
The tallest guy.
Right.
And he's sprinting down the court, jumping vertical, launching a three.
That's the crazy
thing. You cannot stop that.
I don't know how he does that.
You can't stop it.
You can't stop it.
And he's draining them.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, with the ball in his hands, he's amazing.
He's deadly.
Yeah. So
you got him, and then you got Curry, who's deadly.
Right.
And you got Thompson, who's not anything to laugh at.
So we're going to have Cavs-Warriors next year?
I think the Cavs needed to do some work.
What do you want? The trade right now, and there's a rumor, because I was reading about it earlier today, there's a rumor that it's actually happening, like they're talking about it. That the Cavs are talking to the Pacers about a Kevin Love for Paul George trade.
Yeah, I think that makes them slightly better.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's... I think you want Butler.
I really think you need Butler and George.
Who'd your starting five be? If you had Butler and George,
well,
Kyrie and LeBron?
I'd put LeBron at the point.
I'd put LeBron at the center.
You could call him the center, but I'd have him probably bring up the ball.
Okay.
Either way, this would be your starting five. Kyrie, LeBron, Kevin Love. Not Kevin Love, because you'd have to trade him. Butler, George, and then just the fifth. Who's the fifth guy?
Thompson.
Korver.
No. You got to have a tall guy. You got to have center, a big presence.
Yeah. So Tristan Thompson. That's a good matchup. You know, Tristan Thompson played pretty well.
Yeah, towards the end.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was the first four games.
He played pretty well. So, So Kyrie, LeBron. But, well, this can't happen.
Why not?
Butler, George, Tristan Thompson.
Well, you trade Love for George.
If you can trade Love for George.
And then you just have to pick up Butler. Is he a free agent?
I don't know if he's a free agent.
I think he had one more year on his contract. And so they were trying to deal him before that final year.
The big free agent this year is Gordon Hayward.
Doesn't help you, no.
You don't want Gordon Hayward?
No.
He's great.
Yeah, he's so great. He did awesome in the playoffs.
Well, he didn't have a great team.
I know. It doesn't help you.
Jazz play the Warriors?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't
help you.
A little white dude. He's not little. He's like...
Korver?
I think.
Would you rather have Korver or Hayward?
Oh, Hayward. All day. Hayward's significantly better than Korver. Like, significantly better than Korver. Hayward's an all-star. Like, a perennial all-star. Korver's been an all-star once.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I like it. Well, okay, so...
Well, I'm not saying...
Okay, that four...
Mm-hmm.
If you had Kyrie and
Butler, George, LeBron, Kyrie,
yeah,
and whoever, yes, I believe they could beat the Warriors. I don't think it'd be like.
Do they have any more pieces to trade?
I have no idea.
Because here's the thing. This is why you could get Butler, because he's in the final years of contract.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose. They're going to get nothing for him.
Well,
so you send some pieces that are...
Beginning of the year. I don't want him halfway through the year, three quarters through the year. Because I want...
If you can make the trade right now,
mm-hmm.
make it happen.
Yeah, because you need to get some continuity.
Would you... Like, who would be the next, like, two best players that you could trade?
From Cleveland?
Thompson.
Thompson, Korver, J.R. Smith. I mean, nobody wants Richard Jefferson. There's nobody.
Yeah.
Booby
Gibson.
Darren Williams is not... Booby Gibson. Yes, Booby Gibson.
No, Darren Williams is nothing. But he'd be a good role player to keep. I would trade Thompson and Smith for Butler,
mm-hmm.
and then trade Love for George straight up.
Okay.
Then that would give you a top four, a big four.
And then you just have to find some pieces.
Just one, you know.
Bring Kevin Garnett out of retirement. Make him your center.
Mm.
I would.
I don't know.
So the trade options, the article that I read, Love for Paul George. Just a straight up Love
I
for
would
Paul
do
George.
It.
The second one, Irving and Eddie Tavares, because I guess they have to throw in something to make it all work for Chris Paul.
No, absolutely not. There's no reason.
Their argument here, and the person that wrote this article likes this, their argument is that Chris Paul works better with LeBron than Kyrie does, as far as their games meshing.
No. No, because sometimes LeBron's out of it, and mm-hmm. you need Kyrie to step up.
Okay. Kevin Love for Carmelo Anthony. He's going to hit open shots.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's a wash. I would take that trade.
Yeah,
but I don't think it. You're not significantly better. But if you could say if you could add Butler and Carmelo,
yeah, Kevin Love. People are sleeping on Kevin Love. He does things during a game that.
No, we were talking about. He got some old man game.
Yes.
He gets, like, feisty down low. He, like, grabs their arm or their jersey.
He has this way of, like, wrapping up his arm in their arm to make it look like they're fouling him.
And they call it every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
And so, he just kind of walks away with his head down, like, you know. Yeah.
He's got great old man game.
And he's the best at outlet passes, things like that. He's a very smart basketball player.
I agree.
He just missed some open threes.
You can't miss.
The last one is Kevin Love for DeMarcus Cousins.
No.
You don't want Boogie Cousins. Yeah, I don't really want that either. So, apparently those are legitimate, actual things that could happen. But
I would trade Love for George and then try to get either Melo or Butler. Then you have a big four.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, are you done with the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So, the big news.
Uh-huh.
2020.
Yes. I'm excited about
Olympics.
This. Yes.
3-on-3 basketball.
It's happening.
It's legit.
I thought it was... I sent you a message or something.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, look at this. This is an interesting thing to talk about. But it turns out it's a real thing.
Yeah.
In the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo.
Japan?
Yeah, in Tokyo. Yeah. They're going to have 3-on-3 basketball.
I'm pretty jacked.
I would rather win the 3-on-3. I'd rather win the 3-on-3 than the regular one at this point. You know, because it's new. You want to win the first one.
Well, like the original Dream Team.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't the original basketball. But.
So it's in... 2.5 years.
Okay.
Well, it's summertime 2017, so it's 3 years from now.
Right.
So LeBron will be 3 years older. But.
He's LeBron.
So I think the no-brainers are LeBron and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are the two guys you want for sure. Now.
We don't know the rules.
We don't.
Here's the thing.
I don't stop you from talking about soccer.
Okay, so here's the thing. So in options,
yeah,
surely it can't be half court, can it? Like you have to take it back 3-on-3, and you have to take it back behind the 3-point line.
I wouldn't think so.
That would be weird. I think the only way to do it is if it was a short court. So like at the Y, instead of playing the full court, they have like two basketball hoops on either side where it's like a half court, but it's a full court.
Yeah,
I think that's the only way to play.
Yeah,
3-on-3. And if it's like that, I think you would want a Steph Curry, someone like that. Because literally all you would have to do is turn around and Curry could shoot, which would in essence be a full court shot. It'd be a half court NBA shot.
Right.
That would be exciting to watch.
Yeah. I was looking to see if I could pull up the rules as we were talking. but I'm having a hard time finding it. So let's just assume you get a roster of...
Five players.
Who are your five players?
LeBron. Well, as of right now. Uh-huh. So 3 years from now, guys get old, they get injured, whatever.
Assuming everybody progresses health-wise like you would think they would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have LeBron. I think you have Durant. I think you have Curry. I think those are three. I think Westbrook would be awesome in 3-on-3.
Yes.
He's so aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a big guy, Anthony Davis or...
Yeah.
Does the Greek freak play for Greece?
Yeah.
Is he an American?
They call him the Greek freak because he's from Greece. So, yes. Well, he's going to play for Greece.
He would be an awesome 3-on-3 guy.
Okay, you ready? Yeah. I have the rules.
Okay.
The court itself looks a little bit different than the one on the typical playground. It measures 50 feet by 36 feet with a two-point line that's the same distance as the international three-point line.
Okay, so it's like a women's NBA.
It's like a little bit deeper than
college.
College three, yeah.
They bumped the college out just a hair. It's probably pretty close to
The official 3-on-3 ball has a 28.5 diameter. 28.5,
which means
an
what?
Inch smaller than the standard men's ball.
Okay. Does that hurt them? They're not used to it.
It might hurt your shooters.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if...
Shooters will adjust.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're like the Golden State Warriors, like, I don't want Curry shooting with that ball.
No.
Like,
everything.
Yeah.
See, okay.
Okay.
Like, wait.
Yeah.
Would it make more sense to have the same size ball but increase the size of the rim? Mm-hmm. To the equivent of whatever you shrink the ball
I'd rather
to.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, either way, that's not the rules. There are FIBA, which is the... It's
is
like FIFA.
Yeah.
Yeah, except it's the International Basketball Association.
Okay.
The teams are made up of four players, three on the court plus a substitute. The sub may enter at any dead ball from behind the end line. There's no formal check-in process from the scorer's table. Once the players leaving the game makes physical contact, like slapping a high five. Plus, coaches either on the playground or in the bleachers are forbidden. So you don't have a coach there.
Oh, I don't like that.
Telling you what to do.
I want a coach.
Well,
strategizing.
Strategery. All right.
They're going to have a coach. It just won't be in an official format.
Yeah. You don't call your own fouls. It's not like that.
I got my ball.
There's an official. Instead of merely keeping the ball on a shooting foul, players go to the free throw line. Free throws are worth 1 point, and so are shots from inside the arc. Buckets beyond the arc are worth 2 points, and there's a 12-second shot clock and a rule specifically outlawing stalling or failing to play actively.
Well, 12 seconds will...
Yeah, 12 seconds takes care of that.
Yeah.
No make it, take it.
Okay.
Just like in pretty much all other officiated versions of the sport, if your team scores, the ball goes to the other team. They will either dribble or pass directly under the basket, but not from behind the end line, to somewhere beyond the arc and can begin play immediately without checking the ball.
Okay, so it's half court.
It looks like it.
So
defensive rebounds and steals also must be cleared to the arc.
Okay.
But of course, there's no such restriction on offensive rebounds.
Right.
After a dead ball, play starts... after a check ball, just like on the playground.
Okay.
And jump balls always go to the defense.
I like it.
Whoa, jump balls always go to the defense.
I like it.
That's crazy.
I like it.
Yeah.
So a dead ball has to come in from the baseline or the top?
A dead ball can go in from the top and you can check it in. And you check it up.
Okay.
Yeah. So because there are no... I mean, because it's not full court, there's going to be no fast breaks.
Right.
Right?
So speed isn't going to have to... Well, you wouldn't want to be quick on defense.
It's going to be screens,
like running,
isolation plays, backdoor cuts, all that kind of stuff.
Can you play a zone on defense?
I'll bet you can. I'll bet it. You know what I mean? It'd be hard to keep track of that. I don't even know if you'd want to with only three players.
No, but if you're playing... You don't want to be called for some stupid, like, 3 seconds in the lane or something.
They are timed 1 10-minute period, but the first team with 21 points during regulation wins. If it's tied after 10 minutes, an overtime period follows, and the first team to score 2 points in overtime wins. So you'd play for 10 minutes or to 21, whatever happens first.
Okay. And overtime is first one to score two.
Yes.
So 1 2-point bucket, you're done.
Yeah.
You don't have to win by two.
And we talked about this playing at the Y, how the two-pointer, when you're playing ones and twos, is even more important than a three-pointer when you're playing twos and threes. Because it's double. It's like, it's basically like,
it'd be 2 points and 4 points.
Yeah, it's like if they change the NBA rules to now it's not a three-pointer, it's a four-pointer.
Right.
Right? And it's already a weighted shot anyway.
Okay. Did they say, is it outdoors or is it indoors? Because that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Like if they're playing like Summer Olympics at the beach, outdoors on the court,
I think the thought is
it's going to be windy.
The thought is that it's like they have beach volleyball for volleyball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like that version of it.
But it's still windy on the beach. Even in a stadium, there's going to be wind. I bet it's outdoors.
I'll bet it is outdoors. It doesn't say here.
Are they eligible to play 5-on-5 and 3-on-3?
I don't. Or you have to declare? It doesn't say that either.
I bet you could play both.
I'll bet you could.
So players aren't.
But I don't
to
think
choose.
You'd want to. I mean, I think we should choose. I think from a specifically, so like a foreign country who you don't have as many, like the Greek Freak, right?
Yeah.
Like you want him playing both. In America, we have so many. I think you say here is our 3-on-3 team.
I'd like to see LeBron in both. Yeah. I like to see Curry in both.
Well, you know, like in the...
Curry didn't even play in the last
Olympics, you know, like in beach volleyball, you can have two beach volleyball teams per country.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because, like, Brazil met in the finals, I think.
Right. So what if you had two NBA... Or two 3-on-3?
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this.
Okay, so should the NBA... I think this would be cool. I think the NBA went... Or not the NBA, but the U.S. basketball team... should construct the teams east and west.
Yeah.
You have an east
team
and a west team.
Yeah.
Because eventually they could meet in the finals.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Probably what I would do, because there's no coach on the court with them, I would just pick two captains. I would...
Team captains.
Just pick two captains.
And they get to pick their players?
And they just get a pick.
Can you...
Either way, this should immediately become a NBA All-Star Game activity.
Yes. And it should be an off-season 6-week thing.
Yeah.
So, like, from the second week of July to the second week of September,
right?
You have a 3-on-3 league.
So there's no fast breaks. It's picking, you know, backdoor cuts, good passing,
pick and roll,
solid defense. You want guys that are in your favorite phrase, long, right?
I hate that.
That can get their arms.
Oh, I hate that.
So I think you still want LeBron and Durant
and Unibrow.
And I think you want Unibrow.
Yeah.
And then you throw in Russell Westbrook. I think that's my four.
I think I would still want Curry.
Just because we're down by six.
Well, the two is twice as much as a one.
Right.
That shot, and it's closer.
Right.
And he'll play further out. Can you imagine LeBron just getting the rebound, a defensive rebound, with Curry at the top of the key and just chucking it out and him shooting it right away?
It would, defensively speaking... It would turn the game into a 2-on-2 game.
Very much so. Because on offense, you would want to guard Curry, who's actually playing defense.
Because you need to, right? You can't leave him anywhere.
No.
This is the kind of thing that you and I talk about that, like, never, this would never happen.
But it's going to
happen. But it's actually going to happen.
No, I actually want Curry. I want LeBron, Curry, and...
Unibrow.
No. Durant, LeBron, and Curry.
You want LeBrant?
LeBron,
Durant,
and Curry.
Curry. Who's your fourth?
Unibrow.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because...
And then we should make a second team with Westbrook, Harden.
Yes.
Like all of those.
Just offensive firepower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys that are going to drive...
Right.
Eurostep the crap out of you.
Yeah. I don't know who else you'd want.
Kyrie. Westbrook, Harden...
They could not beat the Durant-LeBron team.
It'd be fun to watch.
Kawhi.
Oh, and Kawhi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm switching my team. This is the 3-on-3 team.
Okay.
I went Kawhi. I went LeBron, and I went Durant.
Okay, wait. We should do a draft.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, do you have a coin? We're going to write down the number.
Is that how we do it?
Yeah, you write down a number between 1 and 100.
Okay.
And I have to get within 25 plus or minus.
Okay. Okay. You have to get within 25.
Plus or minus.
Plus or minus of my number.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a lot of writing you got there. And he's still writing. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
75.
99.
I win.
Okay. So you get to go first.
I get the very first pick. I am going to go LeBron.
You hate LeBron.
3-3, I think it works to his advantage.
I want LeBron. All right. I got Durant.
Okay.
That was easy.
I will take Kawhi.
Oh, you...
I like my team better already.
Yeah, you have LeBron and Kawhi. That's...
Yeah.
Shoot. Well, I have Durant.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm thinking about what you're going to do. Because I know what I'm thinking about picking, but then I know what you'll pick after that.
Yeah.
But I think I just need to do it. I'm getting the boys back together. Westbrook.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to write it down right now, and then I'm writing it down who you're going to pick.
I don't even know who I'm going to pick.
Well, I just wrote it down.
Curry. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're in love with Curry.
I think Curry is the third best player in the league currently.
Okay. So, now I have the next pick.
Yeah.
Shoot. I'm going to take James Harden.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I have the 2005 Oklahoma City Thunder. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Because those are legitimate picks.
You got to go Harden next?
Yeah, I'm taking Harden.
Yeah. Okay. I will go...
This is your last pick.
I can't even remember who we were talking about in the very beginning.
Well, we talked about...
Unibrow. And then who else?
I don't think we pushed around any other names.
Okay. I'll go and... I don't want to go Unibrow. I want another shooter, I think.
You want another shooter?
I think so.
Well, your team is... Size-wise, you know...
I'm okay. LeBron and Kawhi are okay size.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go Unibrow.
Yeah.
Because if it's a three-man rotation, you're going to rotate these guys around. So there's going to be times where Kawhi's going to sit out, Unibrow will play.
The thing about Anthony vice versa. Davis is he's really good on the dribble. Like...
Yeah. He's got a decent outside shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's just this guy that's going to post up down low.
Yeah, no. He's going to be hard to guard.
That's who I would have taken.
Yeah. So you got one more.
I have one more. Boy, I don't know who I would want. J.R. Smith. The way he played in Game 5, I'd take him.
He would be a heck of a 3-on-3 player,
I think. Yeah. I think... I don't know who I want. Would Kobe come out of retirement for this?
Yes, absolutely he would. Kobe might even enter a team all by himself.
Yeah, right.
Kobe and Gary Payton.
Okay, next we're gonna Malone. Next we're gonna do the all time. Okay, that's gonna happen right now, really quickly.
This, by the way, this is our summer episode.
Yeah,
this might be a 3-hour episode.
This is for
you. This is all you get for the rest of the summer.
This is for you to enjoy. We're gonna talk about that later.
Okay,
you know, but yeah,
don't let the cat out of the bag.
Sure, I mean, you just did. But, okay. So for my fourth player, I'm trying to think. It feels like I must be missing somebody. I'm going through the league in my brain. You know. I mean, I think Carmelo, in a sense, would be good on a team like this.
I think he would be awful. He's slow. Doesn't move.
All right. Well, I guess I'll take... I don't know who I want. I would take the Greek Freak if he could be on my team.
Yeah, that's
you know, not but he's now. Not available.
Gosh, I'm just looking at players right now. Chris Paul.
You know what? I'm just going to take Kyrie Irving.
Okay. I think Kyrie would do really well in that format.
Yeah. Because he could take anybody off the dribble.
Uncle Jerome.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see LeBron guarding Kyrie. You know, that'd be interesting. All right. So your team is better than mine. I can admit that. Because your first two, LeBron and Kawhi. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's just too good. All right. So now, all time.
Okay.
Do you get the first pick again, or can we redo that?
I say we redo it. I'll write a number this time.
Okay.
Here, give me a pen.
Y'all, yeah.
I got a paper here.
Okay.
Okay.
$25.
$99.
You jerk. I knew you were either going to write one or 99. All right, so I'll just write Jordan down for you.
Michael Jordan.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take LeBron.
Okay. And I am going to go Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm going to take Kevin Durant.
Okay. I'll take Kobe.
Kobe. Okay. I'm going to take... Larry Bird. I mean, Larry Bird is going to see your backdoor cuts and all that stuff, like, better than anybody.
You ready for my last pick?
Yeah.
AI.
Okay. I was thinking about him. I mean, I think he's good in this format.
Yes.
He was, like, made for the streets.
Absolutely.
But I still like my team better.
Who's your fourth?
Well, see, the problem is you have Shaq now.
Yes.
So I have
That's a huge problem. Here's the thing. He doesn't have to run full court.
Yeah.
He just hover in the paint the entire time. He's a beast. He's a mountain.
So because you have Shaq, I have to have somebody to counter that.
You're going
to
compete against
it. I would pick, if it was against your other team, I'd pick Magic Johnson at this point, just because the passing would be amazing. With
yeah,
I mean, a team with LeBron, Bird, and Magic together, it'd be the greatest passing anybody ever seen. But because I have to have somebody to guard Shaq, I am gonna take Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay, I mean, he's 150 pounds.
Well, no, he's not 150 pounds.
He wasn't heavy.
Either way, what in the world is happening in downtown Marion?
Like an earthquake. It turns out it was just a Mexican driving a car.
All right, so your all-time team is Jordan, Shaq, Kobe, Allen Iverson.
I love that team.
It's a good team.
The three guards are in your face.
Yeah.
Defensive-minded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, not Kobe. I mean,
Kobe could be for a play or two.
In this format.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And then Shaq, you can't stop him.
I have LeBron, Durant, Bird, and Wilt. Which I like that team pretty. I like that team a lot.
Larry Bird's is a liability.
Defensively,
yes. My guys will be driving right around him.
I guess. I have a feeling like once we watch this happen, we're gonna get a better picture of what the perfect 3-on-3 team actually is.
It's true. Here's the thing: is I think everybody's gonna try to go balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Like we need a guard, a forward, and a center. No, what if you throw three guards out there?
Right.
Run circles around them. Or three centers out there.
Yeah.
Who can shoot.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Even though Durant's not a center, he's 7 foot tall.
Right.
So if you have Durant and you have Unibrow.
Yeah.
Another 7-footer.
Mm-hmm.
And, who else is a 7? I know Dirk is German. Mm-hmm. But if you had, like, a Dirk, another 7-footer out there who can shoot, you're getting rebounds. You're shooting the lights out.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for this. 3 years. I have to wait.
It's going to be exciting. They really should do a little mini
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely should be part of the All-Star.
Without a doubt.
Festivities.
Okay, is there any reason...
Because it's a 10-minute game.
Yes. Is there any reason right now to do also a one-on-one?
In the Olympics?
In the Olympics.
Yes.
Like, the best basketball player ever. Mm-hmm. One-on-one.
Yeah. I want that.
So you get one player.
Yeah.
Who is it?
LeBron. Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, LeBron. I mean, you could... I understand the Durant argument, because we just saw him do some amazing things.
Defensively, he's not as aggressive. Yeah. He's not as big.
And I think LeBron is tougher than him. Just mentally, all that stuff.
Do you think a guy like Curry...
No.
But listen, I've even stopped talking yet.
No.
He, first of all, can dribble the lights out. Schooled LeBron multiple times. Went right around him.
Once that I remember.
Went right around him. There's nobody else on the court. You got complete spacing.
Okay.
You're not having to worry about dribbling into a double dribble. And Curry, driving, and then back up and shoot. He's going to drain it. Yeah. LeBron, dribble, back up, shoot. Brick.
LeBron can back him down and just dunk on him every time.
If he ever chose to do so. But his mental mind wants to shoot the three.
His mental mind.
I was going to say another word, and it's politically incorrect.
Okay.
So I chose not to say it.
Okay.
I do have a filter from time to time.
Unlike your son.
Unlike my son.
Yeah.
But I just think that maybe Curry could win that. That could be another all-star festivity.
Yeah.
Play one-on-one to 11 by ones and twos.
Right. I'm all for
that. Same thing. You have to take it back and make it take it.
You want make it take it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. For one-on-one.
For one-on-one.
Yeah. I want it. I want to see it. All right. So there you go. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So all summer long, you're not going to be able to enjoy the podcast.
Unless you chose to listen to previous episodes.
Go back and listen to episodes you haven't listened to before. There's plenty of timeless ones. You know. So you can go back and listen to previous episodes. But we're going to come back in the fall. Maybe with a new format. Maybe with a new intro song.
There's an outside chance we might do a baseball all-star game podcast.
Anything's possible. We might drop in. You know, you and I...
Joe from Arkansas, Shitless Joe, specifically sent me a message and said, hey, what's going on? I haven't seen any podcast post.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. I kind of gave him the brief. Like, we've just been really busy. We're getting ready on vacation. We're doing this and that and everything. And I said, we're probably going to do one or two episodes, and then we're just going to come back in the fall.
Yeah.
And he goes, make sure you do one at the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to honor his wishes.
Okay. Well, we might be able to pull that off. That's around like
4th of July.
4th of July, somewhere around there. It's possible. We might be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
So we'll see what we can do. If you get a bonus episode during the summer, you do. And if not, we'll drop in the fall and ready to talk about football. By then, we'll know probably what the new look for the NBA is. We'll know everything about the Major League Baseball season.
I think we should gear for Labor Day weekend. Like a big... Okay. A big launch Labor Day weekend. We will have just seen one or two college football games at that point, and the NBA or the NFL will just getting ready to get started. Right?
Yeah. Labor Day. Yeah. So we'll be back on Labor Day. How's that sound?
I think it's perfect.
You think it's perfect? Right now, wait a minute. Sorry. That's not right.
What are you looking at?
I was looking at the current home run leaders in Major League Baseball. But that's not right, because I know guys that have more than this. What am I?
Is it?
Oh, no, that started. No.
Oh.
I was going to give us a prediction to make. Okay. Whoa, what is this?
It's a lot of dead air is what it is.
It is a lot of dead air. This is one of the reasons why, you know, we're taking a break. Too much dead air.
Whether we're talking or not.
Okay. Right now, in Major League Baseball, Aaron Judge leads.
Second baseman.
He has 22 home runs. How many is he going to have by the end of the year?
52.
Really? So you say he's just going to keep on cruising.
He's going to keep
on cruising. He's not going to hit that wall that guys hit.
Nope.
Joey Votto has 19.
Yeah.
But you say Aaron Judge is just going to keep on cruising.
Yeah, he's going to end the year at 52.
Did you see he hit a 500-foot home run the other day?
Yeah.
It was like 495. It's 500 feet.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's a Mickey Mantle shot.
He's like, this is like a legend being born before our eyes.
A lot of times, though, that happens with Yankees. There's a guy that like pops up, and he's like awesome for 6 months, and then he falls off, and it's like, remember that guy? Who was that guy like 6 years ago? Like,
well, last year was Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like every 6 years or less,
right?
There's a guy who's like on fire for 6 months, and he's a Yankee, and he's doing
Aaron
incredible.
Judge feels different to me. I think we might be watching something incredible with Aaron Judge.
Maybe
the greatest power hitter of all time. How's that?
Yeah.
All right.
Not Gary Sanchez, the artist from New Mexico.
No. Billy Hamilton has 28 stolen bases. How many is he going to have at the end of the year?
52.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going with this. Mike Lamb has 57 RBIs. How many is he going to have by the end of the year?
152.
Okay. Okay. Clayton Kershaw has 9 wins. How many is he going to have by the end of the year?
Twenty-five?
Oh, 52 backwards.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I had to think of something.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, anything else? Oh, we didn't give our Netflix suggestion of the summer.
Yeah. This is summer.
Yeah, this summer.
That's a big one. Holy cow.
This is the Netflix suggestion. You're going to watch Netflix this summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to have to be something, in my mind.
Well, had I thought of that, I might have gone with the whole documentary or TV series.
I just came up with it right now, Jason.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But, you know, luckily mine fits into that. Okay. So
mine does not.
What is your Netflix suggestion?
Doctor Strange.
How many times can you watch Doctor Strange?
We watch it every day in our house.
I've seen it once, and I fell asleep.
Benedict Cumberbatch is the man.
It's the most British name ever.
Yes.
So, Doctor Strange.
No, seriously, we've watched it. We've owned it for 6 months. Like, the day it came out on digital, we bought it.
Yeah.
I think we've seen it probably 95 times. Like,
you do that.
Yeah. We binge on one show.
Yeah.
For like a year. And then we switch.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I've seen that like 300 times.
Yeah.
We watched it every night before we went to bed for like 3 years. I've probably seen it 900 times.
That's weird.
Only the first like hour, though. Then I fall asleep.
You have to be able to, like, quote, right? The first hour.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. You want to
know? Which has Martin Freeman in it, which I love.
I love Martin Freeman.
Yeah. Martin Freeman, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Sherlock.
Together, they're the greatest TV series of all time. Is there a better TV series than Sherlock, BBC?
Bob Newhart. MASH.
Cosby Show. Matlock.
Murder, She Wrote.
Columbo.
Perry Mason.
Heart to Heart.
I'm done.
Price is Right.
There we go. My Netflix suggestion of the summer is a Netflix original series. I think they're like 6 or 7 episodes. Okay. I don't know. They're like an hour and a half each, though.
So you got to watch one every other week.
Yeah.
To get through to Labor Day.
But they're long. They're not like 30-minute things. Okay. They're like an hour and a half each. They're like a movie each by themselves.
Okay.
Anne with an E.
Never heard of it.
It's about Anne of Green Gables.
Never heard of it.
The books written for little girls. It's really good.
Never heard of it.
It's really good. We watched
like Anne Frank?
We watched, no, Anne of Green Gables.
I don't know what that is.
It's a fictional story about a girl in Canada who was adopted. Like, our sister read all of the books.
Like, she, like, was it the one, like, the suicide notes? Like, that one?
No. That's, no. No. It's about this girl named Anne of Green Gables.
Why would you want to watch that?
It's really good.
Does she play sports?
No. It's just about her life. And
like
how,
what? Like,
she was adopted and
Little House on the Prairie type of stuff?
I mean,
like, they're in the wilderness and they're having to, like, kill their own food?
Completely in the wilderness. It's
like
a farm.
Like, raiders come and they, like, harm them?
No. None of that
they
happens.
They kill all their chickens?
She just is adopted by this...
What time
by these two older people?
Fallen?
I would say... Well, it's pre-car. I would say it's 1800s.
Well, pre-car is a pretty big era.
Okay.
If you think about
well,
it.
Well, it's in Canada.
Literally, like, 10,000 years.
It's in Canada. So
Canada pre-car. Okay, 10,000 years. Same thing.
They're white, and it's in Canada.
So what does that mean? We have found Viking stuff.
All right. Here.
Vikings okay. discovered America.
Okay.
I hate to burst your bubble.
Okay.
Christopher Columbus in 1492, when he sailed to Columbus, the ocean blue.
Gotcha.
Did not discover America.
Because the Chinese already had.
Along with the Vikings and Indians were already living here.
Yeah.
So he's discovered a land where people are already here. He plants a flag. I discovered this. And guys are looking at him. They're like suntanning on the beach like, dude, yeah. we've been here this whole time.
And by the way, he like landed in Cuba too. So it's like, you know. Yeah. I think we can both agree, Christopher Columbus, overrated. Who is your favorite explorer of all time? Go.
Magellan.
Around the world, right?
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
Ponce de Leon, pretty good.
Right. Marco Polo, he's got the game named after him.
He does.
That's pretty good.
Fountain of Youth is hard to beat.
What are we talking about?
Cortez, Lost City of Gold.
I mean, it's a lost city. You're an explorer. Could there be anything more enticing?
That's about the best mission you could have.
I feel like Magellan is...
Around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one around the world. Except, you know, he didn't really go around the world. Like, he died.
Well, if you add up all of his trips together.
Yeah.
On one trip, he didn't.
Yeah.
But he had been all around the world.
He circumnavigated the globe.
Something like that.
Yeah.
What about Neil Armstrong?
He's like the LeBron James of...
Explorers.
Explorers and...
First to walk on the moon.
And Magellan is like Jordan.
Although, on Amazon Prime, there is a 3-hour and 47-minute... documentary proving that all of those are fake. All of those Apollo missions.
So you're saying we never landed on the moon?
I'm saying the story as we know it is false. If we landed on the moon, it was people part of a separate program, an undercover black ops mission.
Like 20 years later?
Quite possibly, yes.
Yeah.
We could not afford to send a man to the moon and have him die on national TV because we were going up against the Russians.
Right.
It would have been a disaster.
Disaster.
And so they like systematically
break the whole thing apart. So you're saying great American Neil Armstrong lived a lie?
No, I think he did his patriotic duty.
By living a lie?
By acting.
Living a lie.
Actors act. Okay. He was an actor.
That is quite an accusation.
No, I'm not saying that he's lying.
Against one of our great Americans.
Yeah, he's like Brad Pitt.
No, he is lying.
No.
If he didn't go to the moon...
It's like Matt Damon went to Mars in The Martian, which is a great movie, by the way.
It is.
It's the same thing as Neil Armstrong going to the moon.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's filmed for TV, and it was the Cold War. We had to beat the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with this.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. I don't know what it's called, but go look it up. It's 3 hours and 47 minutes.
I watched one of those videos one time.
Yeah.
It was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Like Fox had like a special.
Yeah.
And the next day I was convinced. Like I turned the TV off, put the remote control down, and I was like, that's it. But then I woke up the next day and
I'm
it was
telling
like,
you, like eh. there's proof. Like in this video stuff.
Proof is a strong word.
Okay, so one of the things, just one.
Okay.
Is that my phone going or yours?
It was mine.
I'm down to 8% battery life, by the way.
Oh, just got a text from Johnny Meadows. Conor and Mayweather is happening.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
It's got to be boxing, though, right?
Yeah. There's no way Mayweather would go into the octagon.
Yeah.
Is there a date? Google that real quick. See when the date is. We should do a live broadcast with Johnny Meadows and everybody else. Like, rent it.
Yeah?
Yeah. That'd be fun. When is it? Google it.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you have Google, too.
Yeah, but you're sitting in front of a computer.
Mayweather.
Conor. Date.
August 26th.
Ooh. We seriously should do a live broadcast. What day of the week? Is that Friday or Saturday?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll bet it's a Saturday.
Probably.
August, I said 26th?
Yeah.
It's a Saturday.
Probably 11 o'clock at night. Is it Las Vegas? Where's it at?
Hold on. Where?
Oh, my gosh.
How did I delete it already? Wait a minute. What happened?
Oh, my gosh.
August 26th.
Click it. By the way, can we afford AC in the studio? I'm a little sweaty over here.
It's probably, and I don't want to exaggerate because I want to give the listeners
86 degrees.
I was going to say 90.
Yeah, it's at least 86. Mm-hmm. High end 92.
All right. Well, I don't see what time it is, but
no, not way. Time. The venue.
Oh, the venue, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
We should do a live, like maybe live YouTube feed or something. Can we do a live podcast? Is that possible?
Well, we could do live.
Like, just record it. We could do
Facebook live and then record it.
Yeah.
And then just post it. Yeah.
Catch our reactions.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that.
Okay. I mean, I would say the fight's not going to last long, but the only way the fight doesn't last long is if Conor McGregor wins.
No.
If Mayweather wins.
No, because McGregor could get tired. He's not used to going.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, three rounds, he could be done.
Well, what I'm saying is, if it's a one-round fight, it means McGregor won.
Yes.
If it's a seven-round fight or whatever, it means Mayweather won.
No. The only reason Mayweather wins is if it goes a distance. He doesn't knock anybody out.
He's not
going to
knock him out.
No.
Well, he doesn't need... Yeah, that's what he does. He'll go the distance, and he'll win.
McGregor won't let that happen.
Okay. Listen, a lot of guys...
Listen. Who are you putting money on?
Mayweather.
Okay, I'm going McGregor on this. 100%.
You think so?
Yeah. He's half his age. Mayweather's like 50. McGregor's like 28. Something like that. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Mayweather's the greatest boxer of all time.
No, he is not.
Like,
Mike Tyson?
Listen, what I'm saying is he's the greatest at what he does. Like,
not throwing punches.
And
staying back in the corner.
Yeah, not
Muhammad Ali.
Not getting hit.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Nobody's better at
Rocky Balboa.
Nobody's better at not getting hit than Floyd Mayweather. And that's the truth. And that's like a huge part of boxing. If you cannot get hit the whole fight and just land a bunch of jabs, you're going to win.
It's hard because some of those like little guys, like their weight class, they would not go up against the big guys. But even styles alone, there's no way Mike Tyson would crush him. Muhammad Ali would crush him.
Yeah.
George Foreman would crush him.
Well, yeah, but those are different weight divisions.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Is if there was an equivalent, like, boxing style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you add 100 pounds on him, put him in the heavyweight class, and he plays that defensive crap. He gets destroyed.
I don't know, man.
Absolutely he does.
Boxing, like, I listened to three or four boxing experts talk about this fight. And they said, I mean, they compared it to, like, LeBron James playing one-on-one basketball against, like, you or me.
Yeah, I hope McGregor crushes him.
All of the boxing experts, they're like, oh, yeah, it'll be
fun.
What
about the UFC experts?
I think everybody agrees.
I don't agree.
If it's boxing, what they said is, if it's UFC, McGregor wins, and if it's boxing, Mayweather wins. They're two so different sports, and they're built... And have honed for those sports.
I hope. I'm praying for Conor.
I don't like either of these guys.
I hate Mayweather.
I can't stand Conor McGregor either.
I like Conor McGregor.
Jeez. All right.
He's a Draymond Green of UFC.
Well, that was fun. How often do you get breaking news on the podcast?
Almost never.
Yeah, I mean...
Not on our podcast.
You might not be listening to this till much later, but... Breaking news for
us. It's probably before August 26th, though.
Yes.
I mean, it's your summer episode.
Uh-huh. But, right, this is your summer episode. So,
we'll
hopefully...
be back August 26th or Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. We'll be back in the fall.
Possibly reformatting it slightly.
There might be a new intro song.
I'll play it right now. Do you want to hear the new intro song?
Sure. You going to just make it up
I
on
just
the fly?
I have my guitar behind me. Yeah. What should it be, like, harder, or should it be more like
melodic? I think like folky.
Folky?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna, all right.
You're listening to a show called...
Jeez, dude!
Okay, wait, you ready?
All right.
You're listening to a show called Lower Road Radio, hosted by Dan and Jason Knowings.
Lower Road Radio. That wasn't bad. I mean, for a first
cut. Right there. No, don't. We're not even going to remix it.
That's
it's going to be as is.
That's it.
Cut it out, and that's the new intro.
Done. You know, all of these highfalutin sports radio shows with their producers and their directors and their, you know. I mean, we just did that. That just happened. No practice.
No.
I forgot there was a guitar behind me.
I didn't even know we were doing that.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Brilliance on display.
Yeah.
It's like watching Leonardo da Vinci paint the Mona Lisa.
I was thinking Abbott Costello do Who's on First.
Synonymous. All right. Well, hopefully we've given you money's worth. Anything else?
I think the new format, we might not have an 8-bit.
Yes, I think we're going to get rid of the 8-bit.
Forward.
If you listen to the last episode, I brought in for the end of the...
I did not listen to it.
Okay, well, why would you? I brought in my friend Dave Caminiti. I asked permission. He is a SoundCloud star,
okay.
Like a legitimate SoundCloud star.
Like hundreds of thousands of...
Yeah,
yeah.
He's ridiculous. And yeah. So we're going to have his music at the end of the episode. Just a different Dave song.
Yeah.
At the end of every episode, because it's legitimately like really good stuff.
Yeah,
and that way, as we get bigger,
cross promotion,
copyright laws. Like we're playing Michael Jackson songs, we can't do that. You know.
Yeah, it's not. It's 8-bit.
Still, it's. I think he owns the intellectual property. You know of that.
I think it's a parody. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it falls under that.
No, it's the. It's
no, you're allowed to parody stuff.
Ask. Vanilla Ice about that.
He sampled it completely different. Well,
he had to pay some money out.
Yeah.
You've heard that interview, right?
Yes. It's not da 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 da. It's da 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 da.
Dun 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 dun. That was mine. But
theirs
was like dun 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 dun. You're like, Vanilla? I think that's the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. So hopefully you've gotten your money's worth. We'll be back. Now you heard the new intro.
They definitely got their money's worth.
You just heard. You just heard the new and well, I assume they pay some sort of phone bill. You know.
Oh yeah.
To
Verizon, which we don't get any of.
Unfortunately, yeah. Get on that. You just heard the new intro song.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It is great.
It's a top 40. It's like
tomorrow.
It's like John Lennon was still alive. That's the song he would be writing. And that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, this is Dan signing off.
Oh, wait.
What?
The Penguins win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. I mean, what's the...
You're going to get ready to set your sticks on the ice. I mean,
once the Blue Jackets lost, I was kind of like, ugh. You know, I'm a fair-weather hockey fan.
Also, Thad Mata out of Ohio State.
Yeah. The new Butler, the Butler coach is there.
Which I don't know who it is.
The Butler did it. That's a thing.
Yeah. The Butler in the stadium.
We'll have more on. We'll have more on that, too. In the future.
Yeah, or we might not.
When
we come back, it might not even be a sports podcast.
You know what? I mean, that's highly likely. I'm kind of tired of sports.
We might just talk Netflix and guy stuff.
Or, you know, I mean...
Or, like,
maybe. I
Little
mean,
House on the Prairie movies.
Yeah, like, my Netflix suggestion was anything but a guy stuff. It was, like, a totally...
Yeah, okay, so finish with the outro.
All right, this is Dan signing off for the summer for Jason. Reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Rate, subscribe,
comment. Tell your friends.
Share it on all social media.
We need this.
Like, really, really.
Whoa. I cannot see what it is that you want me to see. I cannot be what it is that you want me to be. I cannot with all these things that are still in my past. I cannot deal with myself.
You pose as a brother, but you are an enemy. Say you're a friend, but you're never a friend to me. I can see all your identities. See through the lies that you said to me. I don't have the time or the energy. I can see you are the enemy. I can see through your facade and I don't even care because I don't have the empathy. Remember the lies that you said to me? You wasted the time and the energy. Pose as a brother, but you are the enemy. Said you were a friend, you were never a friend to me. I wasted my time and I wasted my energy. There is no more energy. You're all but dead to me.